It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being locked in and tuned in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. It's been a day. It's been a day in the NFL. It's been a day in the NBA. It's been a day in the draft process. We're going to talk about it all. Saquon Barkley getting himself a nice contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. Winning a Super Bowl is great, huh? Works out for everybody, especially his wallet. Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks. Oh, my God, what a disaster. Officially a torn ACL. And if you didn't think things could get worse for the Dallas Mavericks, well, damn it, they did. They're probably going to shut down Anthony Davis next, or should they? It's not any intel, it's just a thought. Of course, the NFL tag deadline, it came and went. Only two guys got franchise tagged. T. Higgins got tagged by the Cincinnati Bengals. Trey Smith tagged by the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to have some individuals on to talk about it. Well, both of these things. Tony Pauline is going to come through to talk NFL. In the draft combine, he was out in Indianapolis checking in on who we need to pay attention to. And thank you as well to Mac Angle. He'll be here with us next hour from the Fort Worth Telegram to talk about what's going on in Dallas. Because could things possibly get worse for the Mavericks? I think the answer is yes. But we'll get into all of that. Tonight is a big night in sports as well. We know about the chase of Alexander Ovechkin to have more goals than Wayne Gretzky. That will not happen tonight. But another legend, LeBron James, is chasing 50,000 combined points regular season, postseason. LeBron James has an opportunity to have the most points scored. The first guy to go to 50,000 points. We'll get into that later on in the show. Devontae Adams cut by the New York Jets. Sam Darnold not tagged by the Minnesota Vikings. So there's a lot to discuss. And then next hour, and this always happens during draft time. I don't care what league it is, the NFL, the NBA. There's always negativity that comes out about potential prospects. We got teams that are hoping for a particular player to drop. There's just a lot of manipulation going on. And to the shock and surprise of nobody, Shedeur Sanders is in this space. He's been ripped to shreds in quite a few, reports. Is it justified? I mean, the guy hasn't thrown a football in the NFL and people are already drawing, conclusions about who he is as a person. Well, let's not be confused. We had somebody at the NFL Combine years ago ask someone's mother, what she did at night. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. So we got a lot to do. You want to be a part of the show? Easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, how you doing? You good, man?
I say this, JR, not to rub salt in the wound, but just the reality. Any day that you wake up not being a Dallas sports fan,
oh my God,
is a good day.
Wow. You just mixing, you putting the Cowboys and now the Mavericks in the same space, huh?
Unfortunately, and the Mavericks have just devolved right into there, unfortunately, for them with every move they made, and it just keeps on getting worse. That's a tough sports life to have right now.
Oh. You want to know what else is bad if you're a Dallas fan, or at least if you're a Cowboys fan? Knowing today, the Philadelphia Eagles get a chance or have an opportunity to celebrate some more. Yeah, they just won the Super Bowl. Not music to the ears of anybody associated with the Cowboys. But Saquon Barkley got paid. This is a guy who is 28 years old. And we know running backs, people are concerned. Oh, how is he going to age? How is he going to work out? And the guy's already torn his ACL. The guy's already blown out his legs. The guy's legs are, by the way, the size of tree trunks. And they just won a Super Bowl. I wouldn't be all that damn concerned about this contract extension that they just gave to Saquon. And if you've been living underneath a rock or you've been making all the money in the world over the past few hours, the Philadelphia Eagles are extending Saquon Barkley They've tacked on 2 additional years to his contract worth $41 million. You think about the final 2 years of the deal, he's going to be the first running back ever to make north of 20 mil a season. But in essence, it's a little less than that on average. He basically has 4 years left on this deal. His original deal was he just completed his first year. So there are 4 more years left. This season, 25, 26, 27, and 28. So they just basically gave him a contract extension and they're spreading the money out. But nice to be rewarded to have some additional years here. And after you win the Super Bowl, who gives a damn what happens with Saquon? You guys hit the jackpot right out of the gate. And you know what? Saquon, after winning the Super Bowl, he says, you know what? Yeah, I've had some injuries. Yeah, I had to play for those terrible-ass New York Giants. Yeah, I blew out my legs, but now I'm a champion. Being here has been awesome.
He's everything. You know, that's life, though. You're going to have adversities. You're going to have up and downs. But it's who you are in those moments, and I never lost faith, and I just kept my head down and kept working and was able to get here and be able to surround myself with unbelievable individuals. And, you know, when you're able to do that, you're able to have a lot of success.
Man, Saquon is there's a lot of genetics involved there, but that man doesn't look like he has missed a day in the gym in his entire life. Hickey, I got to find photos of him. It has to exist. He's only 28. There has to be photos of him in like high school, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those exist. I've seen some.
Was he the same? I mean, not to the same weight, but the proportions. And he went to your school. Did he always look like a tree?
Yes. He's been a genetic freak since, I think, out of the womb. Like, it was deadlift or squat or clean, like one of those like movements in the offseason, like early on in his career, he just like broke the record. Like, crazy amount of weight he's throwing around there. I think since he popped out, he's just been built like that.
Oh my God. A tale of two flip recruits, Saquon Barkley, you look like a freak. And then how about this? Hickey, he played basketball in high school as well. Did you know that?
I did. He's a total freak.
This guy was playing back.
I mean, he's a good golfer. Like, I don't think there's a sport that he either has played or just could play one day and just would suck at.
You know, I want to know what could he do with a baseball bat? He can't play baseball. What is he, Bo Jackson, too? What does he do?
Those legs, maybe.
Oh, the power? My God. Well, he doesn't have to worry about it. Saquon Barkley's legs may be taking him straight to the Hall of Fame. It may be driving him to another Super Bowl championship. And for all the conversations that people have about paying a running back, I always say, pay a running back when you're good. Like, Hickey and I have talked about this. If you're the New York Giants, it made no damn sense to give Saquon Barkley a crap ton of money when you were just going to be a garbage team anyway. That's like having the worst house on the block, but deciding that you want to put up, I don't know, the fanciest chandelier in your house. Like, fix the gutters first. Go ahead, do something with the plumbing. Why are you putting up a chandelier in the house and it costs all this money and your toilet doesn't even work? It makes no sense. Like, you put a nice chandelier in a house that actually functions. The Philadelphia Eagles have a functioning house. The New York Giants have crap. It's really that simple. Saquon Barkley just rushed for more yards in a single season. I know they play an extra game now at 17. Saquon Barkley just rushed for more yards than any human being has ever done so in the NFL. And he looks like he's built for it. And the man who just gave him the contract extension, the guy who helped put together the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman, just over the past couple of days at the NFL Combine, Howie Roseman says, this guy, Saquon, He's a franchise. He is the franchise.
Saquon's a franchise player at the running back position, you know, and I think just a special player who can do over everything that you're looking for at the running back position, and obviously unbelievable character. And so when you have guys like that, the opportunities to continue to expanding their role and the things that they can do, I know Nick and Kevin and our coaching staff are talking about that all the time.
Oh, come on now. This guy is a franchise player. He just got them over the hump to win a championship. Come on. Saquon Barkley is a real deal. And I hope for the sake of running backs that they start getting paid some more money. Saquon, now you can say on an individual season, depending on how you want to, you know, slap around and move the money, he's going to be making more than $20 million a year. Christian McCaffrey, and we know what he did last year, basically dealt with calf and Achilles. If it was below his knee, it hurt. Christian McCaffrey got a contract extension. He's making $19 million a year. Jonathan Taylor, playing on a loser team, okay, the Indianapolis Colts, he's making $14 million a year as a running back. Alvin Kamara, his best days are behind him, playing for the miserable Saints. He's at 12. Josh Jacobs is at 12. And Joe Mixon is at 10. You know, eventually we're going to see a wide receiver, or excuse me, wide receivers have already surpassed 20. They're in the 30s. We're going to see a running back go north of 20. Somebody's going to beat Saquon. I don't know who the hell it is right now. It may be Ashton Jeanty in 4 or 5 years if his body holds up. And so, yes, running backs are valuable, but only if you win. And so it's also hilarious. Last week at the Combine, speaking of the New York Giants, they felt a lot of pain. The Dallas Cowboys are feeling a lot of pain, maybe not as much as the Dallas Mavericks. Joe Shane ticked off a lot of Giant fans last week when he congratulated Saquon on winning the Super Bowl. I wonder if he would congratulate him on this new contract that he has earned here with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is Joe Shane from last week.
Yeah, I'm happy for Saquon. Obviously, he went on to win the Super Bowl, and we wish him nothing but the best. Always going to evaluate all the decisions you make, and we were at a different place in our build. And again, love Saquon and wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, now he got paid. Now he got paid. They tacked on 2 more years to his contract. Instead of sitting around for 3 years and getting cut and being a loser in Philadelphia and not winning anything, they won the Super Bowl his first year. And at minimum, they could have him for another 4. They can ride this guy until he is 32 years old and the wheels fall off. And they can figure things out from there. That offensive line still looks like it's going to do some damage. You know, I can't imagine Jalen Hurts is still going to do some damage. There's no reason why the Philadelphia Eagles, who are the youngest team to go out there and win a Super Bowl, don't do some damage with an old running back in Saquon Barkley. This is terrible news for the New York Giants. This is terrible news for the Dallas Cowboys. In Washington, at least they're building things up. We got to give them some credit, okay? I know they got whooped in the NFC Championship game, but they're moving in the right direction, adding a Deebo Samuel. We got so much more to get into, not just today with the show, but looking at NFL free agency, looking ahead towards the NFL draft. I told you, Tony Pauline is going to join us from SportsKita. This man has been covering the NFL draft and prospects forever. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Mac Angle from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to talk about how terrible things are going on down in Dallas with those Mavericks. We're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders. We'll get into LeBron James potentially going over 50,000 points tonight. There's just a lot to get into. Bill Belichick, we're going to get less of Bill Belichick moving forward. I know, difficult to think about given what we saw last year where he was everywhere. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. I'll take a look at your calls. And then I'll give you an update on what has been the quietest franchise tag day, basically, in almost 30 years. I'll tell you who got tagged and who didn't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show just getting started. Coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Damn. JR Sport Brief Show on YouTube, but damn, it turned 16 years. Hickey, the JR Sport Brief Show is, well, not quite. I was going to say it's almost old enough to have a drink.
Well, if you get the right ID, that could be the case.
We do things legally here, okay?
Right? So then legally. Waiting a few more years. You're almost there.
Almost there. 855-212-4227. Yes, 85. But can't you do something at 16? Isn't there some benchmark? You could drive a car, right?
You can get a learner's permit.
There we go. Now we're talking. The JRC, in my twisted ass mind, I screwed up the order. You know, that's terrible. I got to the drinking part before I was even eligible to drive. It's just, it's terrible. Don't drink and drive. At 16, get a learner's permit. What happens at 18, Hickey? What do you do with that? I don't remember.
You can get your license.
You get a real license at 18.
You get into the draft.
Yeah, you get drafted. Okay, yeah. Shout outs to our servicemen and women, the vets. Can you smoke? What is the? Is there a universal age for buying tobacco, or is, what is that now? I don't know.
There is an age for sure. I don't know if it's 18 or 21.
I think they raised it, right? I think so.
If I had to guess, I would say 21, but it may still be 18.
Man, people are smoking so many things right now. I don't know if that matters. Man, when I was in school, it's just like, hey, and people just smoking cigarettes outside. Everybody was smoking. Nowadays, people don't smoke. They vape. People are fancy. They're smoking other things, too. Does New York City still smell like it, Hickey, everywhere?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I thought the mayor was trying to get rid of that.
Someone yesterday, when I was walking to the subway to come here, was smoking a doobie right in front of me, and just right before she got in the escalator to go down the subway, just threw it right on the ground, and I got a nice face full of smoke.
Oh, good.
So,
well, you made it home. That's all that matters.
I made it home.
No contact. Good for you.
Yeah, but it's alive. Oh, alive and well.
I bet it is. Now, don't smell that here in Atlanta.
No, huh? You get clean, fresh air?
I know where to smell it if I need to, but nope, just... there's plenty of trees. It's the city underneath trees. So there we go.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is. Lots of trees. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Saquon Barkley getting this new contract extension. He'll be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles through 2028. And at the back end of his deal, and he'll probably end up chopping money around and restructuring and what have you, but he's slotted to make, you know, $20 million a year. It sounds nice, but they basically just said, hey, man, here's a couple more years on your contract. Also, by the way, in what has just been a ridiculously quiet day, the NFL deadline to place the franchise tag on a player came and went at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Today was the quietest day in franchise tag history. We've only saw two guys get tagged today. This is the fewest since 1994. And there were no massive surprises here. T. Higgins got a tag, which we knew was the case. We learned that yesterday. He'll be playing for $26 million unless they come to terms on a long-term extension with him, which we've been talking about it. These are the cheap-ass Bengals. They probably won't do it. And then you got Trey Smith, who helped protect Patrick Mahomes. And we know if you want to protect anybody, you want that guy standing up straight. This man has been tagged. He was a Pro Bowler this past season. He plays on the inside. They need to figure out the tackles. But Trey Smith, if you want to know how much a guard makes in the NFL, for the franchise tag, he's making more than Saquon Barkley. He's making $23 million. Maybe if Saquon Barkley was a little bit taller, he'd be able to be a guard. But who wants to do that? People want to run. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. One guy who did not get tagged is Sam Darnold. He is free to do whatever the hell he wants to do. We'll get into that in a bit. Right now, let's talk to Kevin. Kevin is calling up from Dallas, Texas. I can imagine this will be about the Cowboys or the terrible Mavs. Kevin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's going on, JR? Thanks for taking my call again. I'm the one who called last night about being just in disarray of the Mavericks, and then not even an hour after I hung up the phone with you, Kyrie Irving goes down with an ACL injury. So you can imagine my just disgust. I wish Kyrie the best. I mean, I haven't heard one bad thing about Kyrie when he got to Dallas, and it's just it's getting to a point now where just you need to sit Anthony Davis, and it's getting to a point where if I'm Kyrie, this city loves Kyrie, and Kyrie, I think, loves the city, so I would really hate to see him go, but if I'm Kyrie, I'm just like, screw this.
Well,
get,
I think
I,
got,
I,
We gotta be realistic from Kyrie Irving's perspective. When he got to Dallas, coming over from Brooklyn, we know that his reputation wasn't the most sterling via some of his social media activity and social political stances. Yeah. Now, we haven't heard any of that since he's been to Dallas. He balled out with Luka his first year, first couple of months there. Not good at all. They kind of fell out of the playoffs. Last year, they go to the NBA Finals. This year, they look perfectly fine, if you ask me, even though Luka was hurt. But you would expect them to come back and, you know, see if they go on a run. Kyrie Irving has one more year left on his deal. He has a contract option year for next season. Knowing that this man tore his ACL last night, is he going to be ready to start playing basketball when next season starts in October, November? I doubt it. If I'm Kyrie Irving, I'm sitting on my ass. I'm taking my time. I am rehabbing. I am collecting my money for next year. Maybe I come back at the end of the season just to show people I'm healthy. And then I either take more money from the Mavs or I decide to leave. As simple as that.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wasn't a big Kyrie fan before he got here, just because of all the noise that happened in Brooklyn and all the social media stuff. But since he's been to Dallas, we haven't really heard any of that, and he's been kind of a great citizen here in Dallas, and he seems to love it. So I would love for him to stay and do all that, but it's just, you know, JR, when it rains, it pours. And like I said, after last night, an hour after I hung up the phone with you, he tears his ACL. So
when is the next protest, like a real one? I saw people carrying around caskets when Luka was traded, but when are like a few thousand fans going to stand outside and just say, hey, we're ticked off? Or is that a waste of time?
I don't think it's probably a waste of time, because every time, you know, They would chant in the arena saying fire Nico, and then they would eject those people. From what I hear, and what, you know, if you kind of look at that the opposite way, if someone were to be chanting that at a player, Nico would probably be like, well, suck it up. It's, you know, it's your job. But then, well, Kevin, you know, they say that to Nico. I don't know.
Here's some advice. Just be a fan of the Oklahoma City Thunder, okay?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just saying, they're close enough. I mean, they're not that far away, so just switch allegiance and just keep it moving, because this ship is a sinking, okay?
Well, JR, that's the problem with Dallas fans. You know this, you know, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, just every year, it's, you know, we're going to do it, and then it just get disappointed every year. So it's just kind of this way. The best thing we got going for us is the Dallas Stars. So, you know, it is what it is.
Be happy and not Oakland, okay? Put it that way, Kevin, all right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You take it easy, brother.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Yeah, man. You know who else I feel not bad for? He's still getting paid. Klay Thompson. So, like, Klay Thompson decided to leave Golden State. He didn't feel like they were offering him what he was worth. Klay Thompson said, I'm leaving. Klay Thompson is gone. Klay Thompson thought he was going to be playing with Luka Doncic, and Klay Thompson thought that he'd be out there with Kyrie Irving. Klay Thompson thought he'd be competing for a team that was going back to the finals, and Klay Thompson is, I don't know, playing with Dante Exum. No disrespect to Dante Exum, but he ain't no Luka Doncic. Man, sometimes not all money is good money, okay? He's still getting paid, but Klay Thompson has to be in. His feelings have to be in shambles right now. His feelings have to be in tatters. I know a few minutes ago we talked about what the age is to smoke. I know Klay Thompson is old enough to do so. He may need a smoke after his first season here with the Dallas Mavericks. I'm just saying. And the thought and the idea of shutting Anthony Davis down, this has been said for a long time. Anthony Davis might as well just play in bubble wrap, right? And then for a couple of seasons, he was relatively healthy for the Los Angeles Lakers, but now he's back to being broken. And so, to be honest, it doesn't matter when you play him, he's going to get hurt. And so if they bring him back at the end, you know what? Don't play him. Tank. That's it. Let Anthony Davis sit on the sidelines in his fancy clothes, making all the money, and then just bring him back next year. It's just a lot of suffering for Clay. It's a lot of suffering for everybody involved with the Dallas Mavericks. Hey, look, take a listen. This is Jason Kidd from last night. Before we knew officially the ACL was torn, Jason Kidd just sound, well, sad.
Just unlucky. You know, hope that he's healthy. It's not serious. But, you know, just the injuries that we've had this season, guys are trying to hold it together to get, you know, other bodies back. And it just seems every time we're getting close to get someone back, someone goes down. And tonight, both Hardy and Kai go down. And so we're running out of bodies here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you traded away the best body. Well, you didn't, but allegedly you didn't. Oh, they traded away the best body, the one who consumes too much beer and hookah, and Luka Doncic. His fat body is sitting on the beach with his wife when he's not throwing alley-oops to LeBron James. That's what Nico Harrison did. Basically sent Luka Doncic on vacation. What a world. And then Kyrie Irving had to do all the work. They ain't got nobody to score the basketball consistently. Kyrie Irving is a magician with the ball. He's one of the best scorers in the league. He has one of the best handles that the NBA has ever seen. This guy can get a bucket. Y'all basically strapped the team on his back, and then he broke. Terrible. At least he was in good spirits. Kyrie Irving was actually on Instagram Live today, and he did what most normal people would do. He said, thank you, I'm okay.
I just wanted to take this time out. I don't want to get long-winded on here. I just want to take the time out to thank each and every one of you that tweeted me, or thank you so much. You know, and it doesn't go unnoticed. It hasn't been 48 hours since I tore my ACL, but, you know, the recovery process already started, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So just wanted to let you guys know I'm okay, and I will be okay moving forward. It does suck a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. It's, yeah, this one stings for sure.
Man. I want a $40 million recovery period. I do. I'm not advocating for, you know, injury or nothing like that. Hickey, I will tear both of my ACLs tomorrow if I get $40 million. Just to sit down and rehab?
I would agree. Show me how to do it. Let's get on the court.
Sign me up. If I'm getting $40 million, I will tear both of my ACLs. I may throw in my Achilles, okay? Both of them. All right. Maybe not at the same time, one leg at a time, but sign me up. Just a sad state of affairs for the Dallas Mavericks. Can't do anything but say sorry. Hickey, this means that they will announce an additional price hike tomorrow, okay? I don't know what the justification will be, but Dallas Mavericks, this is the next move for them. It's just bad. Condolences to Dallas sports fans. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I think I found a silver lining for sports fans in Dallas. It actually includes the Cowboys. The Cowboys did something positive today. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, for everybody calling and asking and messaging about the Dallas Mavericks, Mac Engel is going to join us next hour from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I'm going to get his thoughts on what happens next for the Dallas Mavericks besides ticket prices going up. Not going down, but going up after the stars get traded and get hurt and can't play. And they might as well run a YMCA squad up and down that basketball court. That's how bad things are in Dallas. But anyway, I did tell you, if you're a fan of Dallas sports, if you're a fan of the Cowboys, there's a lot of Cowboy fans, 30 years and up, because they actually remember a winner. The Dallas Cowboys did something smart today. And I know that's it's not something that's usual. That's unusual. And a matter of fact, it was breaking news on CBS Sports HQ. Brace yourselves. Listen to this.
And we have some breaking news here to start the show on CBS Sports HQ, where the Cowboys have reached a long-term deal with their D-tackle, Osa Odighizuwa. According to reports, it is a four-year, $80 million deal that includes $58 million guaranteed and a $20 million signing bonus. Second most pressures among D-tackles last season, right behind a guy named Chris Jones.
Yeah, that's nice. Good for him. Let me remind you. The Dallas Cowboys last year, their defense was one of the worst in the entire NFL. The Dallas Cowboys gave up almost 28 points a game. They only scored about 20. And we know about all the injuries on the offense and the defense. All of that stuff factors in. But a good move when you actually keep somebody who can help you get to the quarterback. Michael Parsons is going to be up next. And, of course, this guy, Michael Parsons, is going to want to go out there and break the bank. Let's see, if Dallas Cowboys have probably already waited too long in trying to get him paid. They're paying Dak Prescott $60 million a year. He's coming off of another injury. And so, yes, it's nice. And God bless Matt Eberflus. He has his work cut out for him. I mean, can they be worse than 31st overall? I remember if we go back to the pandemic years, God forbid we go back to the pandemic years, but the Dallas Cowboys are giving up more points than they ever have in their history. And in the span of 3 and 4 years, they're going right back to the same space. And so Matt Eberflus, good luck. You got your work cut out for you. But I think that there has to be a turnaround. Dallas Cowboys can't be as bad as they were last year. Hickey, right? They can't be that bad again. Like, they were surprisingly, this sounds crazy to say, I was surprised how well they performed after Dak Prescott went down. I was shocked.
Yeah, I mean, in the sense of just keeping the bar low of not being the worst or second worst or third worst team in the league. Yeah, then they deserve credit for that. Cooper Rush, how could I put this? He didn't look like the worst quarterback in the league.
He didn't throw as many. He threw 12 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, all things considered. He didn't turn the ball over at the rate of which I thought he would, which I thought it was going to be every time he threw the ball.
Right. Yes. So credit there. They just fell off a cliff, right, with Andy Dalton, like you said, back in 2020. So at least it wasn't that precipitous of a drop, but I mean, it definitely could get worse. I mean, this team could be like the Giants next year and win 3 games.
Well, this is the funny thing. Is this going to be the biggest contract that the Dallas Cowboys hand out this season? Are we going into another year? Like Micah's going to get a deal soon, right? Micah Parsons, they got to pay this guy this season. What the hell are they waiting for after this? For the price to continue to go up?
I think they'll get a deal done. But, like, when you say soon, like, do you mean, like, before, like, OTAs, like, before the draft?
Around draft time. You know, it stands out to me. That year Lamar Jackson represented himself, and people looked at Lamar Jackson, and, oh, this guy will never get a deal, never get a contract. He'll be playing less than what he's worth. And it was literally, like, 2 hours before the draft even took place, first round, the big news of the day was that Lamar Jackson got a deal. Now, the Dallas Cowboys don't do Dallas Cowboys do things like that? No. They like to make everybody sweat, wait, be in pain. I don't know. They like to twist the knife a little bit before they let you drop dead. But they do it to themselves. And so, yeah, Hickey, I'm talking about the NFL draft. You think this is going to bleed into the summer when it comes to Micah?
I am anticipating him holding out of training camp.
Oh, boy.
I think it could be like CeeDee Lamb 2.0. Because knew they were like the other deals they've given out, right, to Dak both times and to CeeDee Lamb, you knew they were paying them. But why they decided to drag it out and make it such a public spectacle, that's Jerry Jones for you. And so while they should get this deal done like now, like today. Yeah. There's no reason to wait. Trey Hendrickson's going to get paid, so that's only going to push the number up. He resets like it makes business sense to get the deal done as soon as possible. You know this is a franchise caliber guy, cornerstone guy in your defense. The Cowboys just don't do things that make sense. So that would be going against the grain, I feel like, of what how they've handled their business of thinking like this is going to get done at a timely manner in which other competent organizations would usually get a deal like this done.
They don't do that with anybody. Like you said, they bleed it out and they end up paying their guys more. Like, why Dak Prescott, outside of I am the Dallas Cowboys, we are the Dallas Cowboys, why Dak Prescott is the highest paid quarterback on an average annual basis is beyond me. It's just because it's the Dallas Cowboys and it's stupid. He's making $60 million a year. And if I'm Michael Parsons, the guy is eligible to be a free agent at the end of this season. And so you can't go around, you know, playing games with him, because what are you going to do next? You're going to start getting into tag territory? It's just dumb. Nick Bosa from the 49ers on an annual basis is making $34 million a year. Josh Hines Allen from the Jaguars, remember he changed his name, so he's not just the other Josh Allen anymore. He's making about $29 million a year. Brian Burns, you might forgot about him. Used to play for the Panthers. Now he's on the New York Giants. This man makes $28.5 million too. And if you're Micah, you're going, wait a minute. Now, I know my Dallas Cowboys team sucks. This guy talks about it on his podcast every single week. He has to take the approach of, am I better than Brian Burns? Yes, pay me. Am I better than Josh Hines Allen? Yes, pay me. Am I better than Nick Bosa? Of course he thinks he's better than Nick Bosa. He probably looks at Nick Bosa and go, well, he's hurt like me too, so pay me more than him. T.J. Watt is making 28. Miles Garrett, we know a new contract won't keep him in Cleveland. He's making 25. It's just the Dallas Cowboys are doing Cowboys things. Hickey's probably right. We probably have a story that takes us all throughout the summer. I can see the headlines now. Is Micah Parsons going to show up for camp? The answer is no. And all the while, we have to listen to it on his podcast every single week. Hickey, is it a weekly podcast? I don't know. Is it a weekly?
I think so. I want to say it's like Monday or Tuesday, because I feel like after a lot of losses, he's usually on there talking about something.
When is he going to follow Paul George and say, hey, my team sucks, let me just quit the podcast for a while? Is that, no?
He didn't do it last year.
You're right, he didn't. I also forgot. Pardon me, Hickey. At some point in time, Michael Parsons was bestowed the title of, I don't know, creative director of something or another at Bleacher Report. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's just a title. Come on, Hickey.
But still. Does he do more than, is he advising other podcasts?
I don't know. Hey, man, we need you to jump on a phone and convince another athlete to do a show. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Creative director. What's his name? Michael Parsons. Let's see. Titles are nice, man. It'll do him well when he needs to retire, right?
Or when he needs to renegotiate with Bleacher Report.
I don't know. He has some stupid title that they gave him to make him feel better, even though the checks, I'm sure they're writing, they work just as well.
Maybe that new title can help maybe knock the price down for the maybe that's what Jerry Jones is going to go in there and say.
You getting paid by Bleacher Report? I don't need to pay you as much?
Right, exactly. Okay. You'll make $34 million, but you're getting $10 million from Bleacher Reports. I'm only going to give you $24 million, and there you go. There's your $34 million, Micah.
Does Jerry Jones know what Bleacher Report is?
Probably not, but as a businessman, he'll see that and say, you know, I know.
What does he think Bleacher Report is? He just thinks that's, I don't know, somebody cleaning the bleachers?
Seats.
What?
No, like he probably, like Bleacher Report, yeah, we're going to go to stadiums, we're going to rate the seats.
Oh my God. Oh, rate the seats. Okay. Yeah, I guess. He's been kind of quiet recently. I know his son, Steven's been doing a lot of the talking, which is probably for the benefit of everybody. But maybe Jerry Jones is legitimately, maybe he's doing some work. Hey, Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, he reports that the Cowboys and Micah have started contract negotiations. Now, what does that mean for the Dallas Cowboys? Not a whole hell of a lot. Watkins wrote, The conversations are described as general and just the beginning of the process between the two sides, which means that Jerry Jones is going to bleed this situation out. I don't know who's going to be on Hard Knocks this upcoming summer, but we can bet Jerry Jones is going to have his own reality show just the way that he likes it. This man is here for all of the drama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I keep things drama free here. I try my best. But when we come back from break, let's talk about a guy whose dad played for the Dallas Cowboys. And people are saying that he's already bringing too much drama. He hasn't even thrown a pass in the NFL yet. Is Shedeur Sanders, is he being unjustly criticized? What did he do? He hasn't even played in a game yet. I'll tell you why some people are reporting that they don't like this guy. I'll explain. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.